ran Sadiq Hayom at Bays. We're up to Umar Ravasi. Five lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday that Klicheres, that is even has a hole in it, but the top is sealed off. So the way Rashi learns is that as long as rove of the Kli is still intact, the tumah doesn't go in through the broken part. It only goes through the top, and if the top is sealed off, it's still matzel in the Ohel HaNes. Anything inside doesn't become tame because of the Ohel. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, holds differently. He holds that if there is a hole anywhere, then the tumah goes in. The only thing is that if you smear up the hole and stop it up, cover it up or whatever, then the halacha is that the until it's rove, it the sealing helps, sealing it up helps. Once it's rove, even sealing it up with something else won't help, and it's not matzel. Then once it's rove and you seal it up, it's like taking a piece of food and smearing it with what's it called, with concrete. That's not a kli, that's not tzomid posel. Tzomid posel has to be a kli that has an opening that's closed up. But if it's just covered with kli cheres, not in a kli, then it's what's it called, not matzel at all. Then even though it's completely closed up, it's the tumah goes in. Tumah affects it. The whole thing is considered in an oil. So Tosfos learns that the holes have to be covered up, but up until rove, the covering helps. And past rove, the covering won't even help. It's considered just like smearing something with kli cheres. Rashi holds, even if it's opened, right, still doesn't go in the holes, it only goes in the top. Okay. And the Ri says, because a lot of, the problem is there's a lot of brises, toseftas, that seem to say not like Rashi, that you have to close up the holes. And the Ri says, to answer Rashi, that it's talking where the holes are in the top. You have a tzomid posel, but there are holes in the in that. So there, Taka, the holes have to be covered up. But if the holes are anywhere else besides the top, right, it's not just the opening of the top, but there's holes, let's say you covered up the top, and then there's holes in that rim. That's when it's a problem. But according to Rashi, if there's holes anywhere else in the kli, they can be remain open, as long as they're not most of the kli, or we'll see kishir rimon and other kinds of kalim, we'll see in a second, and it's still tahor, even though it's opened up. Okay, Omer Ravasi, Shomati kli cheres shiuro kemotzi rimon. Ravasi said, I heard that in some respect, the shear of a kli cheres is motzi rimon. So Omer Le Rav, Shemelo Shamate Elav Amukav Tzomid Pasul. That's not the regular shear, because the regular shear of a kli cheres is motzi zesim, unless you're miyached it for rimonim. If it's not miyuched le rimonim, then the shear is zesim. So that can't be the regular shear of kli cheres. So Rav said to him, you probably heard it concerning a tzomid pasul, that if it's a nuk menukav ke rimon, ke motzi rimon, then it's not matzel anymore, it's not considered a kli, and therefore even though the top is closed off, but since it's opened up, ke motzi rimon, it's not considered a kli, and therefore if it's in an ohel hameis, what's inside is tameh. Aiva harava hu da'omer mukav tzomid pasul at shivchas rubo. Rava himself said just before that mukav tzomid pasul is only bottle the kli if it's most of it is gone. But if most of it's intact, even if it's opened kemole rimon, it's still what's it called safe, the what's inside of it. So Mar says no. Lokasha habarav ravi habizutri. So Rashi learns. Let's see, the Rashi's still here. Elab amukav tzomid pasul shimnikiv kemotzi rimon eino matzel. Maybe you heard, Rava said to Ravasi, this halach of nikav kemotzi rimon, where it has a hole the size of a rimon in it, and then it's not considered a kli anymore, and it if something's inside of it, even though the top is closed, but there's a hole the size of a rimon, what's inside is tame. So where it says, barav ravi barubo. If it's a big kli, then you need rove of the kli to what's it called, to affect that it's not a kli anymore. But zut, if it's a small kli, kemotzi rimon, batale mikli. If it's a small kli, then if it has the size of a rimon, then it's batale already from the din kli. Pashas, even if it's not, most of the kli. So Tosa says, what's the shear? What's a big kli? What's a small kli? Right? How do you know if it's small, right, that then it's a shear is a motzi rimon? If it's big, then it's only if it's rubo. So Tosa says just the opposite. Tosa says, in a big kli, the shear is motzi rimon. If it's the size of a rimon, in any big kli, then it's not a kli anymore, and it doesn't save anything inside from ol hames. If it's a smaller kli, right, and rove of it is less than a rimon, then it's the shear is rove. In other words, it's either a rimon or most of the kli, whichever is the smaller shear. So in a small kli, most of the kli is going to be less than the size of a rimon, still going to be the kabel tumah inside. And in a big kli, right, the rimon will not be rove of the kli, but it'll be enough to what's it called to make it no good. Whichever one is the smaller shear, that's the one that makes it not a kli, legabe kli cheres, according to Tosfos. Okay. Omer Avasi. Shonin, right, the Tanoim learned in a braisa, just like Tana. Shonin, kli cheres shiuro bekonis mashka. Right, the kli cheres, one of the shiurim of kli cheres is a konis mashka, right, that it has to let liquid in. Now, the smallest shear to have an effect on what's considered a kli cheres or not, legabi certain halachas, is a konis mashka. Velo amru motzi mashka, en lalinyan gistra bilvad. And the halacha of a motzi mashka, which is the smallest hole, we said yesterday, to let the water out, you need a much smaller hole than to let water in. So that smallest hole has no effect on a kli cheres. There's no change in a kli cheres if it has a hole that lets water out. Only lets water out, doesn't let it in. The only halacha legabe kli cheres of a water going out and not in is for gistra, not for a complete kli cheres. A complete kli cheres, if it's only has a small enough hole to let water out, it's still a totally good kli cheres and has all the halachas of a kli. The only halacha it doesn't have is gistra. If it's a broken kli, right, which is still mekabel tumah, right, then if it has a small hole in it, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Right, my time, Omer Mar Zutra, Bereid Rav Nachman, the Fisha'in Omrim Havi Gistra Legistra. Because you don't say, by a regular kli, if it has a little hole in it, which it drips out slowly, so you bring another part of a broken kli, and you put it underneath to catch the dripping. But you don't get a broken kli to catch the drippings of another broken kli. That much not. Then you just throw it away. Rashi. Kli cheres shir harishon ha'amr bo levatlo b'mitzas mishum kli kekonesh mashkehu d'mevatle. Mio mitoris mechatas a mio mitoris mechatas. The smallest shir that is nogeya to be mevatle a kli cheres from some din of kli is konesh mashka. Big enough to let water in. And that's mevatle mitoris mechatas. That it's not a kli anymore to be mekadish paraduma. Velo amru nekev motzi mashke choshuv nekev leklum. Elo legistra, the hosom vade inok vahochi kemotzi mashke mashdi shodile. Right, the only halacha that's nogeya to a smaller hole, meaning a motzi mashke, is only legabi gistra. It's not legabi a full kli. A full kli with that small hole is still a kli. But if it's a broken kli with a small hole in it, that even that small hole makes that not makabel tumah. Shein omrim have gistra cheres legistra zu lo niach tachteha. We don't say bring another broken kli to catch the drippings of this broken kli. The kabla tipin of a kli shalim chasinah, but a full kli that just has a little hole in it, people what's it called? Don't want to throw it away. Umishum nekem purso lo shod. They don't throw it away because it has a small hole. They bring a piece of a broken kli and they put it underneath to catch the drippings. Omar Ula, pligi ba treya moroi b'marava, Rabbi Yossi bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavda. Right, two amoroyim in Eretz Israel argued on what's it called on this shaila. Chad Omar kemotzi rimon, the Chad Omar kishorish kot. Rashi learns. Pligei bo behechsher zroi. Rashi learns that the machlokus over here is when is it considered a kli that's not mechuber lekarka, and then what's it called if water gets on the zroyim that are in it? It's what's it called? It's mekabel tuma. And when is it considered a kli that's mechuber lekarka, and what's it's naku that's mechuber lekarka, that what's it called that it's not mekabel hechsher? It's mechuber lekarka, then it's not mekabel hechsher, and it's not mekabel tuma. So when is it considered an otzitz nakuv, according to the Rabbanan, that it would be, or even according to Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds by Zroyim, it also, an otzitz nakuv has a din of mechuber, because of that extra special pasuk of zera zerua. So, in Lagavi Hechsher Zroyim, when is it considered a mechuber lakarka, and it's not mekabel hechsher, and when is it considered not mechuber lekarka is mekabel hechsher? So one says you need a hole the size of a rimon to make it mechuber lekarka, and one holds kishorish cotton, that you need the hole like we had before, big enough for a root to go out. The simonach echad hamarba veechad hamamid, and you shouldn't make a mistake to think that one of them had the middle shear, that like zaysim, right? That's the middle shear. So it's only the marbe and the mamit, the biggest shear and the smallest shear, but not the intermediate shearing. Okay. Tosfos learns what's it called, not like that. Tosfos learns that it's not talking about Hechsher Zroyim. Rabbi Tam says that everybody holds Hechsher Zroyim, like we said before, is Kishorish Kot. The shear to make an Otzitz Nakuv is the shear that a root would come out. Now, it has to be at least that size. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's talking about Tzomit Posel, right? What amount of hole makes it not a kli anymore, that it's not matzil something inside from Ohel HaMeis? One holds Kemotze Rimon, like we had before, and it's talking about, either according to Rashi or Tosfos, a big or a small kli, right? Either one according to each opinion. And what's it called? The other one holds that you need a hole, Kashir Shorish Cotton, to make it not a kli anymore, legabi, what's it called, legabi tzomit pasul. Okay. Omer Rav Chinen bar Kahana Mishmed Rav Eliezer, kli cheres shiru kamotzi zesim. The normal shear that a kli cheres is still mekabel tuma. The hole big enough to make it not be mekabel tuma is motzi zesim. If zesim, because normally kli cheres is used to hold something of zesim size or smaller. And therefore, normally, if it has a hole the size of Zaysim, it's not a kli anymore. It's a mekabel tuma, and it loses the tuma if it had tuma. Umark shisha beid rabba mesayim ba mishmeder belezer v'hari hen kli glolim u'kli avonim u'kli adoma she'ein mekablim tuma lo medivrei Torah v'lo medivrei sofrim. Right? And the maisa, once it has a hole like that, as long as you're not meyachid it for rimonim, then it becomes a new halacha that it could be mekabel tuma mikana lahaba, or if originally you were meyachid rimonim, even if it had holes the size of zesim, it's still tamid. But if you're not meyachid, it's special for rimonim. The normal kli cheres is used to contain things that are a zayas or smaller, and therefore it's not a kli anymore. Not only it's not a kli for anything. It's not mekabel tuma, not midrabana, not midaraisa. There's no tuma in that kli anymore bechlau. Le'inyin tzomit pasol ad sheyifchas rubo. And for tzomit pasol, in order to be considered not a kli, to be matzel in Ohel HaMeis, it has to be that most of the kli is not there. And again, according to Rashi, that's by what's it called, by a big kli. Yeah, and by what's it called, and by, according to Tosfos, in a small kli, that where the hole is less than a rimon, but if it's a rimon, then even in a big kli, it's not a tzomit pasul anymore. But here it's talking about the one, either the big kli or the small kli, according to Rashi or Tosfos. Rashi. Echad hamarba ve'ech v'siman delo titoy lememar chad omer kamotzi zayis. Right, in order that you shouldn't make the mistake to think that one shita was kemotzi zayis, but the shitas, the machlokas was either kemotzi rimon or keshorish cotton, right? So echad hamar v'echad hamamid v'lat sheichavim. Braisahi, v'hilachol v'siman she'echad min hamoroyim riba l'shir l'shayer begodl shebishloshton. Right, the biggest shear rimon, right? The echad memayit l'shayer bekotn shabishlashon. The other one said the smaller shear, the low beinuni, and not konesh mashka umotzi mashka lekalamitoy bohandling yisroim. Lagabi yisroim konesh mashka and motzi mashka have no bearing at all. They only have a bearing lagabi mechatas. But lagabe hechshers royim, there was an havamina that those shiurim should be mavatlet, as should make it mechuber lekarka. So the only possibilities are either kemotzi rimon or kishorish cotton. That's the smallest shear that could possibly be make an otzitz nakuv. The middle shear, though, of zaysim, that nobody held. They either held the biggest shear or the smallest shear. Lagabe zroy shiur kemotzi zaysim litar mituma. A normal kli cheres, if it has a hole the size of zeisim, is tahar. Harihu kichli glolim mishenikev kemotzi zayis ba'afilu yichdom l'rimonim. That what's it called? The once it has a hole of a zayis, even if you're meyachid at l'rimonim, what's it called? Mandiomer holds. Who was this? Rav Chinina, right. Mark Shishabere the Rabba, right, Messiahimba, right, he holds that a Klicheres, even if you miyachid it l'rimonim, is not Makabal Tum anymore. As long as it has a hole the size of a Zayas, it's bottled from all Tumah, the Rabbanan and the Raisa. I v'hodesnan Kli Bali Batim Shurin K'rimonim, Gabi Kli Eitz Tanin L'Maseches Galen. He holds that that halacha of Rimonim is only by Kli Eitz. A kli eitz, if it's not doesn't have a hole the size of a rimon, can still be makabel tuma. But a kli cheres, once it has a hole the size of a zayas, according to this, unlike what we learned before, right, that a kli cheres is bottle once it has the size of a zayas, even if you're miyachid li rimonim. And the other mandiomrim hold that if you're miyachid li rimonim, even by kli cheres, it's still makabel tuma, or as it's called, until it has a motzi rimon. And if you weren't miyachid et l'rimonim, then once it has a hole the size of zeisim, it's butter. Okay, hadron lechamatznia, hadron lechamatznia, hadron lechamatznia. Hazorik mishus hayochid l'rishus harabim. If you throw something from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, mirishus harabim rishus hayochid, or vice versa, chayiv. So you're chayiv. That's aloch of zorik. It doesn't have to only be carrying from one rishus to the other, but throwing from one rishus to another is also chayiv. Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Haram Be'emtza. If you throw something from Rishus Hayochid and it lands in another Rishus Hayochid and it passes through a Rishus Harabim, Rabbi Akiva Machayev, Rabbi Akiva says Yechayev, we'll see the Gemara explains why. The Chachamim Potrim, the Chachamim hold in that case you potter. Rashi, Hazorik, Rabbi Akiva Machayev, time of Farish Migmar. Ketzat, how would be a case that you would be Chayev from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Hayochid, Derech Rishus Harabim? Ketzad, shtei gezu straws, zu keneged zu b'shus haravim. If you have two balconies, right, it's gezustra is like these things, these planks that they make to wash windows or build buildings or whatever. Yeah. They put scaffold, that's good. Okay, that's really like a balcony built on the side of a house where they build their sukkahs. Same kind of thing. What they do is they put, supports in the walls that stick out, and they put a plank on the supports, and then they build a balcony around that. So it's like a scaffolding, but here better talk about balconies, it may sound better. Okay, so you have two of these balconies opposite each other in Rishus Harabim, right? So meaning you have, here's the Rishus Harabim, okay? And here you have a balcony on this side and a balcony on this side of Rishus Harabim, okay? So it's across the street. So then the halacha is, Hamoshit, whether you hand something, you you hand from one person to another a plank across the street from one balcony to the other over Rishus Haravim, or Vahazorik Mizula Zupater. And if you throw something from one balcony to the other, okay, over Rishus Haravim, according to the Rabbanan, you're Pater. According to Rabbi Akiva, in the case where you throw it, you'd be chayiv, but according to the Rabbanan, you're potter. So both Moshit and Zorek are potter if you're throwing across the street. But shtei and b'diuta achas, but if they're both on one side of the street, okay, and there's a Rishus Harabim that's between them, but it's not the Rochav of Rishus Harabim, the full roch of a Rishus Harabim. In other words, you have a Rishus Harabim that separates between two buildings, but they're both on the same side of the street. So then you, what's it called, you throw from one to the other, you're potter. But if you're Moshit, Shnei Medut Achas, HaMoshit Chayiv, HaZorik Potter. There, if you hand it from one balcony to the other, you're Chayiv. But if you throw it, you're potter. Why? Shekach Chayis Avodas HaLeviim. Because that was the Avod of the Leviim in the Mishkan. They had wagons, which were Rishus HaYochid. The wagons were, each one was Rishus HaYochid. They had four wagons, so which they carried the beams of the Mishkan. So what they used to do is pass the beams from, when they took the Mishkan apart, so they put the beams first on the first wagon, then they passed it back to the second wagon that was on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim. Okay? But there was a space between the two wagons. So there was a Rishus HaRabim between the two wagons, and there was a Rishus HaRabim separating between the two wagons on this side of the street and the two on the other side of the street. So if you are Moshit from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid on the same side of the street, right, with a Rishus HaRabim in the middle, you're Chayiv, because that's the way the Leviim were Moshit, the Krashim. They took down the Mishkan, they put it on one wagon, and then passed it to the next wagon. But they didn't throw them from wagon to wagon. Couldn't throw these beams, they're too heavy. So when it comes to Zorek, you're Potter, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. And when it came to Moshit, if they're on the same side of the street, that's what the Leviim did. They passed from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, on the same side of the street. They didn't pass sideways from one wagon across the Rishus HaRabim to the other wagon. Only the wagons that were one behind the other, not the ones on the sides of each other. And therefore, if you pass from side to side across the Rishus HaRabim, you're Potter, because that wasn't the avod of the Leviim. Rashi. Shtei agol zu achar zu, Rishus HaRabim. You had two wagons, one after the other one. Right, one following the other one in Rishus HaRabim, with the Rishus HaRabim separating. Moshitim HaKrashim Izu Lazu Avalo Zorkin. Then they passed the Krashim from one wagon back to the other wagon, but they didn't throw them. So Moshit is Chayiv in that situation, and not Zorik. Rashi, HaZorik, Rabbi Yechim, at the time of Farsh B'gmar, Ketzat Shtei Guzustros, Rabbanin Kamriu. The Rabbanin said, who say that throwing is Potter, and Moshit is Chayiv is only in the case where they're on the same side of the street. Gizustros, Zizim Hayotzim in Akoso, Umeinich, Meinich, and Aleim, Nisorim Lahaloch. They are supports that are come out of the wall, and they put planks on them, and a scaffold to walk on. Zu Keneged Zu, B'shneit Sidei Rishus HaRabim, V'hein Rishus HaYochid, Shigvos, Yud Rechavos Galit. Right, these things were four tvachim by four tvachim wide, and they also were high, 10 tvachim above the Rishus HaRabim. So they have a dinner of Rishus HaYochid. So Potter, Shalom Atzinu Zrika V'hoshot V'melechus HaMishkan Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid V'rochav Rishus HaRabim Matzik Beinehem. We don't find any halacha, any hotzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid over Rishus HaRabim, where the Rishus HaRabim was the width of the Rishus HaRabim was between them, right, where they were on two different sides of the street. They didn't pass the Krashim from one wagon to the wagon on the side, but rather to the wagon behind or in front. Merari had four agolas. They were the ones who carried the Krashim. And they went, the one in front of the other on one side of Rishus HaRabim, and one in front of the other on the other side of Rishus HaRabim. Kinamriya Bigmaruk, show you Parkinus HaMishkan, when they took the Mishkan apart, Liton Alagolos, they put the Krashim on the wagons, Huyumanidim Ho Agolos Kedera Chalichosan, Shtaim Zu Etzelzu, Somach LeMishkan, Ushtaim Zu Etzelzu, Lifnehem, Dera Chalichosan, Laorech Rishus HaRabim, show you Rotzim Lahaloch Achara Mudhonim, Haholech Lifnehem. Right, so they wanted now to go, what's it called, and travel. They put the wagons facing the direction they were going to travel. Right, the Anan was in front of them. They took down the Mishkan, and they were going to follow the Anan. So they put it according to the length of the Rishus HaRabim. Two on this side of the Rishus HaRabim, two on this side, ready to travel down the road to wherever the next place was that they would stop. Uparke Mishkan, hayu moshitin hakrashim laoson shalshteho agalos hasmuchos lemishkan. Vehein moshitin laoson shlifneim. Right, and they therefore what they did is they took the beams, and they passed them from the Mishkan to the first agala derech reshus harabim, and then from the first agala back to the second one. Right, so called the one in front of it, because that was the direction they were going in. What's it called? Also, derech with the reshus harabim separating, but on the same side of the street. But they didn't pass them from the wagon on this side of the street to the wagon on the other side of reshus harabim. They passed them over the reshus harabim, but not the width of the reshus harabim, the length of the reshus harabim. Avo me'agol agol shemetzid alohi tzrich mahoshit sharishteim smuchos l'parki ha'mishkan. They'd have to pass them sideways. They only passed them back. They passed them to the nearest wagon, and then from that to the next wagon, what's it called, that was directly in front of it. Hoyushtem b'duta achas klomer balia achas ba'orech rishus harabim al pnei abayis v'yesh hefzik rishus harabim b'neihem. So if it's on one facade of a building, right, here's the wall. So you have one scaffolding over here, right, and this is the Rishus HaRabim. So you have a scaffolding over here and a scaffolding over there, and it's not the width of the Rishus HaRabim that separates them, it's the length of the Rishus HaRabim. There's a piece of Rishus HaRabim that separates them here and here. This is the length of the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's one scaffolding over here and a scaffolding over there, and here's the width of the Rishus HaRabim that separates them, and you pass from here to that side, you're not chayiv, according to anybody. Hazorik Potter, Koel Lulamala Miyud, Velomatsinu Zrika, Meshusayochid, Derishuram Mishkan, Loba Orech, Velobarochid. We never find such a thing where you start Meshusayochid and Meshusayochid go over Meshusarabim that you should be chayiv. There was no malacha like that in the Mishkan. And therefore, not lengthwise of Meshusarabim, not widthwise of Meshusarabim. Vahamoshid chayiv, Shemotsinu Hoshota Kiyotzi Ba, Lamala Miyud, Bemishkan. We do find Hoshota, right, in the Mishkan, Mirshus HaYochid, Mirshus HaYochid, Uktsas Orech, Rishus HaRabim, Asik Beinem, with a small part of the Rishus HaRabim separating between them. Again, lengthwise of the Rishus HaRabim. Shekach Hoys HaVodos HaLevim, Meforesh V'Ozul, Ketzot Motzino Kezub HaVodoson, Shebishtei HaGol HaZu Achar Zu, Rishus HaRabim, Porkei Mishkan Moshitin La'osan Shal HaGol HaShetzlon, Vehein Moshitin La'elu Shlefneim, Avalo Zorkin. They never threw it anyway. She'ein Olsen Crush and Nizrakos from Dekvalin. They couldn't throw them. They were too heavy. So since we're going to be learning about Moshe, just a few halachas over here about this malach of Moshe. First of all, the Yerushalmi says that this is a separate malach. It's not a part of Hotzah. It's not a tolda. It's a 40th malacha. And it wasn't counted in the 39 because it doesn't have any of the conditions of the other 39 malachas. Meaning, this malacha is dafka done by two people. One person handing to another person over Rishus HaRabim from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Normally, Shnaim Sha'asu is Pater. But here, it's a special halacha. This is the way that malacha was done. Hoshata can only be done with two people. You can only hand something to another person. So that's how the Yerushalmi learns. And the reason why over here, Shnaim Sha'asu is Chayiv, is one is because that's the way they did it in the Mishkan. It's a special malacha. It's a special yotzi min haklal, right? It's a special malacha. And others say that what's it called? This malacha is only shayach by two. When you have a malacha that could be done by one person, then there's a shayla of zeh yachol and zeh eino yachol or whatever. But a malacha that the whole tzura of the malacha can only be done. You can't hand things, right, without having two people. So then that malacha, the halacha of shnayim shasu doesn't apply to it. Only applies to malachas that could be done by one person. But a malacha that's impossible ever to be done by one person, the whole surah of the malachas, two people, that malacha is a yotzei min haklal. That's Yerushalmi. And also, there's no toldos to Moshe. It's one malacha that doesn't have any toldos. It's this is it, right? The whole thing. So that's Yerushalmi. The Bavli, the Ran says that the Bavli argues on that. And the Bavli holds that it's a part of Hotzah. It's a part of Hotzah. You don't need this yotzei min haklal, and we'll see in a second why. The Rambam and the Rashba hold that Hoshata is done by one person. He's ma'okir, and he's meniach in Rishus HaYachid. He just hands it into the hand of somebody else. but that person is doing Maisa Kof. Moshata is where you hand it into somebody else's hand, just like in the Mishnah we had in the beginning of the Masechta, where the Ani or the Asher put it into the other one's hand, he's chayiv completely. Right? The other one didn't do anything. He made the complete hanacha into the other one's hand, and the hand's considered a makam chashuv. Same thing over here. I pick it up in Rishus HaYachid, I pass it over into somebody else's hand in Rishus HaRabim, I did the whole malacha. He didn't take it from me. Right? According to the Yerushalmi, the malacha is done by two people. I made the akira, and the other person made the hanach and the other Rishus HaYachid, and that's special halacha yachayiv. According to the Rambam and the Rashba, Tila Bavli, Hoshata is one person. I pick it up in Rishus HaYachid, I put it down into Rishus HaYachid, over the Rishus HaRabim, but I can't put it down on the ground, then it's not moshed. I have to put it into somebody else's hand, dafka, then it's moshed. So that's the malacha. The malacha is one person doing it, but the chiddush is that what's it called, that even though you started in Rishus HaYachid, you end in Rishus HaYachid, and you passed over Rishus HaRabim, since that's what they did in the Mishkan, right? If you put it into somebody else's hand, you're chayiv. Put it on the ground, you're not chayiv. That's not the malacha as it was in the Mishkan. There's an interesting Tosas HaRosh. What's it called? The Mishnah Berurah L'maisa says that the halachas like the Yerushalmi, that if one person is moshit, there's not two people involved, then it's potter avalosim. The only chiyuv is taka when two people are involved, like the Yerushalmi, not like the Rambam and the Rashba.
According to the Bavli, you couldn't have it done with one person anyway. It's not shy to do with one person.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because where are you going to give it to? Unless you give it to a monkey. But
no, you put it, you don't think, and the same, that's an economic. No, according to Bavli, moshit is what's it called, is a malacha that's done, according to the Rambam, at least. Right.
No, let's say you want to do it with one person, so you put it down on the floor, but that's
floor,
not,
right.
That's not moshit anymore. So the Maisa, your family or the Bavli, you can only do moshit with two people.
Right, but shy,
the, question
the other
is,
person.
If two people are chayv and one person's chayv.
No, the question is the other person doing anything? That's the question. Right? If I'm motioned into his hand and he's just standing there holding his hand out, then I did the whole malacha. I did the akira and the anacha. So he's not doing the malacha with two people. You need another person to metabolize, but he's not two people doing the malacha. It's not shnayim sha'asu. Okay, Tos HaRosh says an interesting. He says, since it has to be exactly it was in the Mishkan, because this is not a regular malacha. It defies all the halachas of the regular malachas. It's not one of the 40. It's not one of the 39. It's a 40th. So he says it has to be exactly it was in the Mishkan, meaning that you have to have a Rishus HaYachid, two Rishus HaYachids that are completely surrounded with Rishus HaRabim, like the wagons were. The wagons were sitting in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. They had Rishus HaRabim all around them. So the only time you're chayiv is if the two Rishus HaYachids that you're passing, right, from are completely surrounded by Rishus HaRabim. But if they're not, Rashi doesn't hold like that, obviously, because Rashi said it's talking where it's on the side of a building. So it's not surrounded by Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi doesn't hold like that. But this Tos HaRosh holds it has to be completely surrounded by Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbeinu Hananel... What? He learns the Diyut is a different halacha. What's it called? The Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rav Haigon, he doesn't learn Rashi. The Diyut Achas means not on the side of a building, right?
Just
but
the
Gezustra, that's suspended or whatever, and there's a Rishus HaRabim separating here. Okay, Rabbeinu Hananel and Rav Haigon say that it's different halacha b'chlal of what exactly is Diyuta Achas and what Shtei Diyuta. It's not like Rashi. Diyuta Achas means in this malacha of Hoshata, again, it's a chiddush, is where you, what's it called, where part of the beam is still in one Rishus HaYachid and the other part is already in the second Rishus HaYachid. But you didn't take it completely out of the first Rishus HaYachid. That's called Diyuta Achas. When the two Rishus HaYachids are close enough that the object is partially in one Rishus HaYachid and partially in the other, then you're Chayev al Soshata, because that's what they did with the crushing. They took them and they put them down, or they handed them to the other wagon while they still were in the first wagon. Right? They weren't completely out of the first wagon when they handed the other end to the person in the second wagon. So that's the only way you're Chayev. That's called Diyuta Achas. They're close enough that the end of the object can be in the second Rishus HaYachid, while the end of the object is in the first Rishus HaYachid. Shtei Diyutos means they're far, so far away that when the end gets to the other Rishus HaYachid, this end is no longer in the first Rishus HaYachid. Then it's not Hoshot. Then it's not Chayiv. That's how they learn. There's a Rashba in his Chedushim who says another Tanai. He says, Shtei Diutos is Potter only when they belong to two different people. But if they belong to the same person, then you Chayiv two Diutas also. Okay, but the Maise, he, in another place, he says that that's only Osam in the Rabbanan. In any case. Okay, so those are the parameters of Moshit, which again may be a chelik of Hotzah, and it may not defy all of the halachas, it depends what the Metzias is, or it may be like Yerushalmi, a totally different malacha, right? Not one of the 39, it's a 40th Av malacha, and it's not counted with the other ones because it doesn't have the same Tanoim as the other malachas.